Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. The Maine Supreme Court made a decision earlier this week about ranked choice voting in the state. And to decipher what exactly it is that they decided and how it impacts our elections, we have Ann Luther joining us this morning. Ann's with the League of Women Voters of Maine Downeast chapter, and she also hosts the Democracy Forum here on WERU on the third Friday of every month from 4 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, nothing changes. Status quo. The elections in Maine that used ranked choice voting, primary elections as those coming up in June, as well as federal elections in the fall for U.S. Senate and U.S. House, will continue to use ranked choice voting. Use of ranked choice voting in those elections is not prescribed by, not, I don't know if prescribed is the right word, but not constrained by the Constitution. It's perfectly legal in those elections. So the way that we've used ranked choice voting for the last 10 years or whatever, that will remain exactly the same. People will be voting ranked choice ballot in our gubernatorial primary, in a bunch of other primaries. So that's going to be just the same. And we may or may not have ranked choice voting elections in the general election for federal office, depending on how many candidates show up. But the law has not changed in those regards. No change at all, status quo. We had been hoping to expand ranked choice voting to gubernatorial general elections and to legislative general elections. We have not been able to do that going back to 2017, 2018. And we had been appealing to the Supreme Court to reverse the position that they took in the prior solemn occasion in 2017 and make room for us to enact a law that would reinstate ranked choice voting for those elections. And we are, you know, very sad to report that we were not successful in that appeal to the Supreme Court. They stuck to their earlier position. We respect the rule of law. They have the last word. That's it for now. You know, we are still going to be looking for ways to implement the will of the people. People want ranked choice voting in those elections, and what other measures may be required, whether it's a constitutional amendment or something else, we'll be, you know, licking our wounds and regrouping over the next couple of months and trying to figure what else our next move may be. I mean, this kind of pro-democracy reform is not for the faint-hearted. These things take a long time sometimes, and they take many swipes at the apple. You know, we are the surviving organization from the fight for the right to vote for women, and it took 75 years. I hope this isn't going to take that long, but we're going to, you know, we'll keep punching at this until we get it right. But yeah, it was a disappointing outcome for us. We've been working on this for a long time, and we had hoped that there was room for the court, and we believe there were rational arguments that would have allowed the court to find this constitutional, that it had the presumption of constitutionality, that it was in the public interest as expressed by the people and through the legislature. So we had hoped they would find a path to declare it constitutional, but they did not find that path, and we're obviously very sad.
Mm. Well, just to be clear for listeners, we're talking about the state constitution and
correct.
The Supreme Court. No one has said that this is federally unconstitutional.
If thank you for that clarification.
Still applies. Well, we'll have to leave it there. But Ann, I know the League puts out at least weekly, sometimes it seems like it's more than once a week, action alerts and updates and things about what's happening in Augusta. Where do people sign up for that?
LWVME.org. You'll see a get involved button there that lets you sign up for our various mailing lists. You know, you can get the one that you're talking about, Amy, is called Under the Dome, which is our advocacy alert. It comes out Monday mornings, and we'd love more people to sign up for that.
And Democracy Forum, Ann is the host of the Democracy Forum, which is on the third Friday of every month at 4 o'clock. What do you have coming up on the 17th this month?
We're doing a show called They're Watching. It's about mass surveillance and the chill on free speech that comes along when you know that they're watching every move you make. It should be a good show. We've got guests coming on from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, as well as some people in Maine who are paying attention to this issue.
Thanks, Ann. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy. Bye-bye.
That was Ann Luther from the League of Women Voters of Maine, LWVME. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.